Begin?
Begin it.
Static.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hello, everybody. This is Miles.
Miles. Hey, kids. If you'd like to get beat a lot, come on over to old Bing's house.
Hey, Bobo. Hey, happy birthday to Thomas Taint today. He's 47. Happy birthday, Thomas Taint.
What is it? You like Fred Willard all of a sudden? You're doing birthday?
Oh, Thomas Taint. Oh, I thought it was Tom Taint.
All right.
From Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta. Well, happy birthday.
I bet he lives on a street that's named after a peach.
I bet you he does.
There's like Peach Way and Peach Tree and Peach Lane and Peach Fuzz and
Bo Weevil Boulevard, I believe, is where he lives.
Peachy Bo Weevil.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I got this Pizza Hut tonight, and it was like, stink crust or something. Stink crust pizza, and I ate it, and now my stomach's all upset.
Hey, how I got stinky, don't you? With my stinky pinky, yeah.
I think I got the taint crust.
It taint pizza.
It taint pizza and taint crust.
Mom, can we have some more taint pizza?
Sure, kids. Oh my gosh.
Whatever your dad Bob didn't eat, you.
You can have. Nice.
He ate everything but the taint.
That's right. All I got left is taint pizza.
Talking about your stuffed crust.
I think the taint pizza is like not the tip and it's not the crust. It's the stuff up by the crust, but not quite the crust.
Right. Come on down to Pizza Hut. We got a new one for you.
That's right. Oh, it's coming up on me, though. Oh. Screw
deep dish. You can have the taint.
That's right. New Pizza Hut. Taint pizza.
Taint.
Yeah. This pizza tastes like ass, but it's not.
That'd be a selling point, I think.
That's right.
Oh my God, that's fine. free brownie with every taint.
That's right. Oh my Lord.
You're okay though. You can do the show. Your tum tum's okay, and
I'm okay. Are you okay? I just worried sick about you last night. Just worried sick.
I was worried about you.
You didn't call here.
I don't know your number anymore. You moved.
It's the same number. I didn't change my number.
Oh.
They travel with you now. You can have portability, number portability.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
I was not aware of that fact.
Yeah. I don't keep up on these newfangled ideas and gadgets.
Must have had some taint on my mind, I guess.
Yeah, I bet you did. I bet you had some taint.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. It's Miles' title, New Taint Mirror. Put it on the floor. Look at your own taint. Comes with stickers so you can point out, that's my taint mole.
I would hope you wouldn't say that when I'm trying to get a drink of some pop here. Thank you. I must did a spit take on the computer. Thank you.
That wouldn't be the worst thing that's been on that computer. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah. To make clear the browsing history right now.
Yeah, the computer would probably feel refreshed after that.
It's DNA computer.
That's right. You'd be like, at least now I have a better excuse for being sticky.
Mm.
Nice. Your computer sounds like Jim J. Bullock. That's what I've decided.
Gay Mr. Rush.
Gay Mr. Rush. I feel so sticky.
Mongo!
Cosmic Cow was not humping the computer.
Cosmic Cow.
Yes, it was Mr. Rush. I walked in on it.
I think I saw Bob over there enjoying some delicious taint.
It was Mr. Wimple on Cosmic Cow on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Monroe! You idiot! You.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Mr. Rush.
Yay, Mr. Rush.
It's Miles and his new Jim J. Bullock computer tank.
Yeah, yes.
So anyway, I had to travel this week.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Chief Wiggum.
Yeah.
When he says this, he means that his wife had the TV remote, so that's his idea of traveling, basically.
That's my idea of traveling, yes. Thank you very much. No, I was at, I will tell you right now, I'm giving you a vacation tip.
Yeah.
Just for you, Miles Title.
Mm-hmm.
This is your vacation destination. I will tell you that right now.
Yes.
It is called Camden on the Lake, at Lake of the Ozarks. I've never been there before. And I was there over the weekend, and the hotel room was what I would call a Miles Title special.
Okay.
It was very nice. I want to tell you, it's upscale, which you wouldn't think that a Miles Title hotel would be upscale, but this was upscale.
Okay.
Very, very nice. All the amenities, right?
Was this Camden or Camdington?
Camden.
Camden.
On the lake.
Yeah, I think I've heard of this. Go ahead.
Really?
Yeah.
It was upscale, and it's so upscale that they changed the name of the bar next door.
Okay.
The bar name used to be Horny Toads.
Okay.
Horny Toads.
Horny Toads, okay.
And they just, you know, remember I told you I went to the restaurant down there called Peckers?
Yes, you enjoyed Peckers.
Yeah, and then there's one called Horny Toads. I've actually been to the restaurant before. I never stayed at the hotel. And now they just call H Toads because they're upscale. H Toads. They dropped the Orny. They just have H.
This completely changes everything.
That's right. This completely changed. We still have a picture of a toad with a giant boner, but now instead it just says H Toad instead of Horny.
Honey, I'll be an H Toad. No, it's not Horny Toad. It's H Toad.
No, there's not wet t-shirt contests every night, honestly.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I'm there, and I mean, this is a nice hotel. I'm not lying. It was very nice. Not only do they have a flat screen television in the where you sleep.
Yeah.
They have one in the bathroom.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you can watch TV while you're on the throne.
Yes.
You know?
Wait, in your room?
Yeah, in your room.
Oh.
Yeah.
But, so if you were peeing, you wouldn't see the TV, though. You had to sit down and watch the TV.
Hold on a second, Miles. I got somebody crashed the party. Hold on. All right, sorry there. I had the hacking happening, so I had to check that out. So anyway, yes, you could be on... You could take a whiz and watch TV.
Okay.
Because it's off to the side. It's not in front of you. It's off to one side.
Oh, okay. So you got to creak your neck a little there.
Well, that's not the only part about this. Actually, let me go back out into the room. We'll come back to the bathroom because that's really where the magic is for you.
Yeah.
So back in the room, we got, you know, large beds, right? I have a ceiling fan in every room. Which, you know,
wow.
You like that. You
wow.
Know, with an independent switch for the fan, right? Like a rheostat, you know, dimmer.
Yeah.
To make the fan go faster or slower.
Ooh, that is fancy.
And then the big screen TV. And it has a kitchenette.
Wow.
So you got a little refrigerator.
Like a little apartment.
A little dishwasher.
Yeah.
Hot plate, you know, like a two-burner stove kind of thing.
And hey, a microwave. Can you get the adult in-room movie in the bathroom? I'm just wondering.
You know, I don't know. Maybe. I think so. It's the same as the other one. I actually didn't turn on the bathroom TV, but yeah, I
that
think
would be
you
the
could.
Point for me, I guess.
Yeah, I think you could. So.
Okay.
So that's the room, right? And you know, it's a layout of a regular hotel, and you have a balcony, a little balcony.
Mm-hmm.
And you look out at the lake, obviously, because it's on the lake.
Yeah.
So. Actually, mine looked out on the parking lot, but most of the people's looked out on the lake, so.
Yeah, yeah.
But, so anyway, so that's kind of the layout of the room. So you got a kitchenette, you got, and it had, like, pots and pans that you could use and glasses.
Right.
And everything, so you're all set, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could go in there with your corned beef, cook it up.
Yeah.
Right? Eat it. No one would know, be the wiser.
Wow, this is a nice room.
Then you go into the bathroom. You got the TV in the bathroom.
Jacuzzi?
No, well, mine didn't have a jacuzzi, but I will tell you, it's not that far off.
Yeah.
So you had the TV, the toilet, you know, you can watch it, everything. Now, you had a sink, a very nice vanity, right? Fancy, like wood and marble.
Right.
Not, you know, the old style, but I mean like a freestanding,
yeah.
You know, fancy vanity. And one of the perks was the whole back wall behind the toilet.
Yeah.
Mirrors.
Oh, interesting.
So basically you can watch yourself take a whiz or you can watch TV.
Yeah.
I know you like to check out your own junk, so.
Hey, well, I would need a mirror to do that anymore. Because of my belly issues, but yes.
But so you can see yourself, you know, taking a whiz or what have you.
Yeah.
While you're looking at the television as well, almost.
Right.
Then the piece de resistance.
Yeah.
It's only a shower, no tub.
Yeah.
And it's a walk-in shower, very, you know, like shallow.
Yeah.
All right. This is the thing that got me all freaked out.
Pulsating shower head.
No. Although you could make it do that. So I go in, I'm there, you know, I'm doing my business. I get ready to get in the shower. Normally, you have the tub, so you run the water a little bit.
Yes.
And you get the right temperature, and yeah. Then, you know, you turn on the shower. Well, this there's no tub, and so I'm like, well, you know, I don't recall, you know, what to do in this situation, but there's two handles. There's, like, the shower handle, and then yeah. There's another handle above the shower handle. That's smaller, that's very similar in how it works. So I step in, I'm ready to take a shower, and so I'm like, okay, well, I'll turn on the water, and then maybe this other handle turns on the shower.
Okay.
So I turn on the water, of course, it's freezing. I get blasted with the shower, and I'm like, ah! So I twist the handle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Guess what happens?
It gets hot.
No. There's a shower head behind me, blasts me in the back with cold water.
And
so I'm going back and forth trying to get...
He's got a double-headed...
It's a double-headed shower. It's like a human car wash.
Wow.
So I stopped everything and stepped out and then reached in and turned around and got it all warmed up. I'm like, I learned my lesson on that one. I didn't even realize there was two shower heads.
That's cool.
I know. So you turn this other handle and it either switches between the two or has them both on. So you literally could just stand there and get blasted from both sides.
Oh my gosh, that's weird.
With the shower. It was amazing. I was like, this room is the ultimate Miles Teitel vacation getaway.
Yes.
Not only do you have all these flat panels, you can make your own corned beef hash, and you can go in and basically, you know, do a little human car wash in the bath, in the shower. So, get all your crevices cleaned.
Well, I do need that.
Or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
But yeah, I've never been in a... Now, I think I told you once I was at the Lodge of the Four Seasons where I was in the glass shower that was in my room.
Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
that story?
Yes.
Yeah, so it was like the bathroom, the toilet was behind a door, but the shower was in the room, so like I could lay on the bed and watch somebody in the shower if I had somebody to get in there.
Right.
But I was in the shower, so I was in the shower watching the bed, but anyway. But yeah, this is a new one for me. So, yeah. Camden on the lake. Miles Tile should get a free night there so he can recommend it to everybody.
There's no water shortage in Missouri.
Well, no, you're on the lake. You just pump around the lake. Yeah,
we just take her out of the lake, and you can show her all you want.
That's right. It comes out of the lake, it goes back into the lake.
So yeah, yeah.
It's almost like a closed system, you know?
You got that, but the downside is you kind of smell like fish, so when you get all done, I imagine. Yeah,
that's what you smell like anyway, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this was the best, I'm like, all I could think of was you would just love this, and it had a lot of channels on the television. I mean, like 100. 100 channels.
La Musica, La Musica, La Musica.
Yes, there were several Latin channels, yeah. So, yeah, I'm just thinking, if you ever get down there, this is a perfect vacation spot for you. So
I'm going to put that on my bucket list right now, Camden, Missouri.
Yeah, this dual the dual shower head and the fact that you can watch yourself use the restroom was the two things that I thought you would enjoy the most.
Any skylights at all in the bathroom?
No skylights. It's a several story building, so. You know,
that's why I bought my first house, you know, because it had a skylight.
Yeah, I know. There was a skylight right over the toilet. Yes.
That was the selling point right there.
I'm just glad that they didn't have the Google satellite whenever you lived there, because it'd be like you on the toilet, you know. I got your picture.
Yeah.
I'm turning up, I'm turning down, I'm turning in, I'm turning around.
Like I'm turning?
Japanese.
Just like I'm turning?
Japanese.
Not really.
Think so. Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's that was my weekend experience, was being at the Miles Tidal Hotel. And they even had robes in the closet for you.
The Miles Tidal Hotel.
They had, like, you know, the Hugh Hefner robe thing going on or whatever.
You know, I stayed at a casino once a couple of years ago, and they had robes there, but it had to, these robes were like for 12-year-old children or something.
I did not try on the robes, don't worry, so.
No adult could wear these robes.
I looked at these robes, I'm like, that's very nice, but I'm thinking, you know, what syphilis-infected penis has been touching this robe?
Hey, it's Miles' title.
That's right. Miles wears the robe. I got no underwear on. Don't make me drop this robe.
Hey, come on in, Bob. I was just using the two-headed shower. Come on in.
That's right. You can watch me in the mirror while you're taking a whiz.
Wait, can you watch the TV as you're in the shower?
Yeah, you could.
Okay, so can you get the adult movie on the TV as you're taking the shower?
Yes, you could, I think, yes.
When it sold.
In the double-headed shower, the two-headed shower.
I know, like, all the cleanup's done and you're done.
Yeah, you're done.
You're done.
It's more than a soapy, it's a sudsy.
Hey, mate, a little bit of a soapy wank.
Yeah, I think it's like a hot lather wank, I think, at that point. But
hot lather wank.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was just thinking that this was the place for you, so.
Yeah, I'm thinking you're right, yeah.
I'm thinking second honeymoon. You guys head on down there.
Yeah, I'm thinking it, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Of course, if Desiree tags along, it'll ruin the experience because she'll have a better time than you, but.
Oh, I've got something that's double-headed.
All my gear, goodness.
And it's tie-dye. It's purple spandex. So what's going on with you? I've just been scouting out locations for you.
So at work sometimes, I suppose, you know, get a little hectic and such. And this guy who I don't know this man. I don't know this person. I assume maybe he might have partaken in drugs at some point in his life. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
He orders his auto parts, some lights or something or other, and like he's never paid for them, and no one can get really a hold of him because like he works like all the time.
All the time, huh?
All the time. There's like no, you know,
just,
way.
Just call his work.
What's no? I mean, he works out of town. He works. There's like a big construction thing going on. It's a huge project going on, and
yeah.
And then I'm working like 10-hour days and all this. And I finally get a hold of the guy. And he's like, "Hey, man." You know, it kind of sounded like a little bit like Clark. You know, the kid we went
Clark.
To.
Clark.
Hey, man, this is bullshit. Yeah.
Where's my headlights, man?
Yeah. So, you know, he's like, you know, I might have Sunday off. I don't know. And I go, well, that's my day off. I don't, you know, we're really technically closed. And he's like, man, I really need that part.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm trying to get him to come in. You know, I go, you know, he's like, where, man, where is that? I'm like, you know, do you know where Main Street is? Well, yeah. Well,
we're on Main Street.
He can't get the handle on that. You know, he's like, well, man. I go, all right, listen. I go, I'm a nice guy. I go, can I bring it to your house? How about that?
There you go. That's service.
I go, you know, it's, you know, a couple $100, you know. And he's like, well, no, man, I don't want you to go to my house.
Okay.
I'm like, okay. And he's like, let's just meet on the street.
Because my old lady's there, and she doesn't like strangers.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, okay, all right. He goes, I'll just meet you down, you know, the street a little bit where I live by, like, the mailbox, okay?
Okay.
He's like, you know, what are you driving? Like, I, you know, I go, okay, I'm driving this. He's like, oh, okay, yeah.
I got a Chevy.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, it's a little bit seedier area. You know, I really don't want to go there, but, you know, I'm like, okay, well, all right.
I really want this $200.
Yeah, you know, I just want to be done with this and be gone, right? You know, yeah. So, you know, I pull up and I see some dude waving at me. I'm like, okay, this must be, yeah, you know, this.
And that wasn't a dude, it was a transvestite in Hooker.
Yeah.
And,
remember me? Wait, what?
I can tell by your Adam's apple that you might know Eddie Murphy from a long time ago.
So, I go, hey, are you the dude? He goes, yeah, I'm the dude. And so I'm like, okay, it's like $200 for this, you know, stuff. He's like, oh, I got the money. He goes, come on, get in my car.
What?
And I'm like, at first, like, I'm starting to go around the car. I'm like, you know what? How about I just hand you the stuff through the window? And I brought a receipt book. I can write you a receipt.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, whatever, man. If you don't want to sit in my car, it's cool. You know, it's. Because I'm like, this is how, like, Silence of the Lambs got started. You know, just like.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to be in a deep well somewhere, believe me, eating chicken wings and stuff.
You're like a size XXXL, right?
Yeah. And so, like,
I'm making a Native American tent.
Yeah, right. Making a wigwam, basically. And
I'm thinking there's no buffalo anymore, but...
So now, like, I'm leaning into his car, and I go, you know, this could look just like a drug deal going down. I mean, exactly.
Yeah. Let's have the pasty, fat, white guy leaning into a car. They probably think you're getting a Hummer or something.
Yeah, I know. I go, is he going to look like a drug dealer or some, like, you know, fat tranny, you know, candies or something? I don't know what. It was the whole thing was so weird. I go, you know, we're in a crappy part of town. You know, like there's a dude parked on the street, there's some other dude leaning into the car, you know.
Do you know the song Love Street? She lives on Love Street.
You know, money's changing hands, you know, I mean. It's just,
receipts are being written.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, like some bad drug deal going down, man. Like how much you want, man?
I can put you down for a kilo, but
yeah,
I'll have to give you a receipt.
Yeah, I know. Like, well, I'm a drug dealer, but I'm a good drug dealer.
That's right. I got to keep my books.
I'm an honest drug dealer, and you
that's
can trust
right. me. That's right. I'm the only honest drug dealer in Iowa.
No, because this guy was kind of referred to us, you know, by, you know, a reputable person. So that's why I was kind of like, you know, maybe, you know, this person will send us more people, you know.
Sure.
So, you know, you want to kind of not, you know, be too much of an a-hole. But, you know, like, okay, I'll go on my day off. I'll do this, you know.
Luckily, it was near a Casey's, and you picked up some donuts and pizza.
Yeah. I don't know. The whole thing was just so weird. Real, you know, it's just the whole thing. Was just,
he's like, get in my car. No, wouldn't you rather go get a refreshing beverage over at the Casey's?
I know, like, we're, you know, haggling because he won't come to, you know, the business. I can't come to his house.
No, don't come to my house.
We can only meet, like, you know, at high noon in the street. You know, like,
I know a neutral place we could meet that has fantastic donuts.
We're old famous for pizza.
World famous pizza.
You like meat normous?
That's right. We'll split one.
I mean, on your pizza. On your pizza. You ever have that taint pizza?
Yeah, super taint.
Here, come here, have a piece. Here, taste my taint. Come here.
Take a bite of my taint pizza.
Yeah. Well,
nice. Well, that's nice.
Weird. Yeah. I just, like,
you okay? You make it through?
Yeah, no, I was, you know, glad we didn't get shot at, or, you know, the police didn't show up, or, you know, gosh. So weird.
Yeah, that's weird, all right. But so is the auto parts industry, just saying.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Weird.